The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For information on upcoming episodes, merch, and other ways to support the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Jacob Stanley Podcast or on Twitter at InappropriateF. And check out our website, jacobstanley.com, to submit your own story to the podcast.
Got a doggo and want to support the poddo? Use the affiliate link in our show notes, barkbox.com/Jacob Stanley, that's Jacob with a K, and sign up for BarkBox. Each month, BarkBox brings your dog more than $40 worth of toys, treats, and chews tailored especially for your pup, curated from each month's unique themed collection. Is your puppers into Stranger Things? Would they dig on some Bego waffles or a demo bat? Maybe they prefer the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and want a sorting hat or a Hedwig of their very own. So click on the link in our show notes, barkbox.com/Jacob Stanley, that's Jacob with a K, or go to our website, jacobstanley.com, and use the link provided to help support our pod and bring monthly dog joy right to your door. Oh, and by using our link, you get an additional month free. That's barkbox.com/Jacob Stanley.
In October of 2011, four college students disappeared in the woods near Porter Township, Pennsylvania, while researching a documentary on children's author Jacob Stanley. They remain missing to this day. Last month, their recordings appeared online. In an effort to aid in the investigation, the families of those missing have agreed to release the following sound files. If anyone has information on those missing or the identity of the person or persons who uploaded these files, please use the contact information provided. Anything submitted may be used in future episodes. Certain materials referenced in this podcast, including the published works of Jacob Stanley, are currently protected under U.S. copyright law and may be redacted. For legal reasons, some names have been withheld and voices altered. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the podcasters and participants and do not represent the official policy or position of the Iphigenia County Police Department of Porter Township, Pennsylvania, or its associates. This podcast contains adult themes and language. Listener discretion is advised.
Folder labeled 013, Rough Cut, Episode 13. Tell Me a Story, The True Life of Jacob Stanley.
WATV, New York.
If your child has been to a school book fair recently, chances are they came home with one of this author's scary books.
Our guest tonight's first anthology leapt to the top of the New York Times bestsellers list.
Over the past few years, he has become a household name.
The gap between Alvin Schwartz and Stephen
the
King.
The devil is among us, friends. He's among us in the form of a writer.
May have struggled during its initial release in 1977. But now, Tell Me a Story. Under the bed, that's over my head, has skyrocketed.
So many parent organizations complained that his work was too sophisticated for children.
He infiltrated your homes and your children's minds.
Second anthology, Tell Me a Story. Moonless Sky and Other Friends. Sold out from bookstores in mere minutes.
Stanley's books ranked on the American Library Association's 100 most frequently challenged books from 1981.
Stanley's books promote disobedience, violence, and the occult.
His Tell Me a Story collection, The Floor That Creaks, The Closet That Speaks, and The Tiptoes That You Walk On, was released in 1986 to mass acclaim.
Just made it popular.
Rooms. Check their bookshelves. Check their backpacks.
I do think his final book, released in 99, TMAS, The Nightmare, The Dream, The Places Between, was by far his best
work. Has been described as subversive and dark. I simply describe it as genius.
It is my pleasure to introduce...
Please welcome...
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome...
Jacob Stanley.
Mr. Jacob
Author
Stanley!
Jacob Stanley.
Little to nothing is known about the life of this elusive author. And since 1999, Jacob Stanley seems to have completely dropped off the face of the earth. Until a short, two-line obituary appeared in a small-town paper over a year ago.
From Boo Labs and Red Cup Media, I'm Tolan Reed.
And I'm Avery Fisher. This is Tell Me a Story, the true life of Jacob Stanley.
Check, check, check. Check, check. I just woke up in our room. It is 2:55 in the afternoon. What day is it?
You asked that again, and I swear to God.
Sorry, I didn't know you were awake.
I'm not.
Why are you talking?
Did you say it was 2:55?
How is it so late?
I got up too fast. I'm gonna stay here now.
Am I hungover? My tongue's fuzzy.
Did we drink last night?
Honestly, I can't remember.
My whole mouth, actually.
Wait. Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna throw up.
The loud sound.
Do we all feel like shit?
Yes.
Weird.
Is it? I mean, we've been running on empty for the last 3 days. Or 4 days. Or a week.
Can lack of sleep cause this?
Oh, God.
Oh, bah, that sounds...
RJ, I need to get in there. RJ?
Fuck, here. No, the sound. Only dry heat anyway.
This has got to be from lack of sleep, right?
Maybe. Can't even remember when we last slept.
I barely remember last night.
Huh. Me neither. Yeah, it's foggy.
Were we at the police station, or did I just have a really fucked up dream?
Oh, yes. I remember that. Sort of.
Me too. Sort of.
Okay. So, not a dream.
Yeah, and we... Oh. Oh, no.
Again with the sounds!
Seriously, go throw up. It'll make all the difference.
Do we have food poisoning?
Did we even eat yesterday?
I think we did.
We did. Yeah, Wallace.
That's right. He brought us dinner.
Were we supposed to interview him last night? Did we?
I think we did.
I can't take the spinnies. I think I'm gonna try the...
Trust me. Worth it.
Should we call Wallace?
Archie, do you remember last night?
I only vaguely remember the police station.
The police station?
We remember that Wallace came over for the interview and brought us dinner.
Oh no. Did he give us food poisoning?
That's what I was thinking.
If we interviewed him, we should have those sound files, right?
Yes. Let me look.
Or we could just call him.
Oof. Not the worst oral discharge experience I've ever had, but close.
What was the worst?
Cottage cheese and orange soda, courtesy of raw sugar cookie dough.
Ooh, mine is cherry pie and eggnog, courtesy of eggnog.
Shellfish, courtesy of shellfish. Tolin?
I don't throw up. Chuck, do you not want to call Wallace for some reason?
What? No. Wait, you don't throw up?
Yeah, odd, right?
Not even, like, as a kid?
No, I do not throw up.
He can't burp either.
Interesting.
Can we come back to Wallace?
Jesus.
What's your issue?
I don't know. Maybe I just don't think you should keep pestering the man.
I don't pester.
Wait. Didn't you ask him to hide evidence?
Oh, right. I remember that now.
I didn't ask him to hide evidence. There was no evidence of anything because we didn't do anything. He offered to help and I accepted. Shit! Where's the puzzle box?
Tolin, chill. Your precious is over there in the dresser.
Oh, thank God.
Right, we have the manuscript.
Shit, yeah! How do we have the manuscript?
Not sure.
RJ?
Yeah?
Any luck with those sound files?
Right, sorry, on it.
Why is my computer wearing your jacket?
What?
Do we have any other memory cards out?
My laptop, it's propped up on the chair with your jacket on it.
Hey!
Sorry, I have no depth perception right now.
Where's the case thing?
It's over here, got it.
Oh, we must have shot the interview with it.
Yeah, I think we didn't want to spend the time to set up a camera. Ugh, it's dead. Is the charger...
Here.
Thank you.
Oh, maybe we offloaded everything already.
Here, check the drive.
We can just watch down the video file.
Yeah, but...
Tolan, we will find the cards. Let's just figure out last night first, okay?
Fine.
You find it?
I think it...
Seriously, man. Can you
throw up? Yep. Okay, here we go. Let me... Okay.
That file is forever long.
Almost 5 hours.
Huh.
I'm not watching 5 hours.
We'll skim.
I didn't know him, He just was...
Don't start there. Go back to
the
top.
We just said we weren't going to watch the whole thing.
Well, you said that.
Yeah, but I have to agree.
Skim!
Wait, look!
What?
Look right there.
What?
In the background, the reflection from the window.
I can't tell what that is.
You're editing. Those are your editing headphones.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
How do you even see that?
I must have put a rough cut of yesterday together on RJ's computer.
I didn't see it on there.
I reorganized the drive. Each day has a folder. I'll look.
So you were the last one with the memory cards.
I guess.
Where did they end up?
Fuck, Tolan, I don't remember. But if I'm editing, that means it's all been loaded onto the drive, so don't worry about it.
Fine.
No problemo. And again, I am sorry. I thought I had all your Stanley stuff in the car with you tonight. I think I was trying to juggle too much with the dinner and all.
Huh? What? Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it.
I don't know how you can even read right now.
Huh?
You haven't taken your eyes off that manuscript all night.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm too tired to take in the actual words, but I'm really... The illustrations.
Is that good, huh?
It's brilliant.
I'm still afraid to look at it. Like, I'm scared it will turn to salt before my eyes.
Is it as fucked up as they say?
Not with food hands.
Sorry, Dad.
Tomorrow I can bring Stanley stuff back here, or you can pick it up on your way out of town. Whatever's best.
We'll come back first thing in the morning. We really need to get out of here ASAP.
Y'all been up for days. Might need a little more sleep than you think.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
I'm not kidding around. You gotta take care of yourself. If you guys push to rush out of here and anything were to happen to y'all on the road, I'd never forgive myself. So sleep for as long as you need. You hear?
Yeah, we hear.
Wait. There.
Oh, my God.
Oh, try the biscuits.
You gotta try the biscuits. Oh, and the mashed potatoes. Mm. They're straight up heroin.
This is the best thing I have ever tasted. What's this?
Homemade apple cider.
You make those yourself?
Nothing to it, really. Just mash up some apples, add some yeast, then wait a few weeks for everything to ferment, set it, and forget it. Bingo bango. Homemade apple cider.
So I guess we did drink last night?
Huh.
That explains a lot.
Go there. That kind of looks like an interview.
Why did we set up like that?
Wallace is barely in the frame.
I have no idea.
You really gonna try to do this now? Y'all are fried.
No, we can totally do this.
You gotta understand, I didn't know him. He just would talk to me every now and again.
What about?
Mostly property upkeep, you know? Neighborly stuff. Helped him clear underbrush, this and that.
He ever talk to you about buying the Mendenhall property?
Well, not about buying it. I just knew it was all his land. His family had been in that house forever. There used to be a bunch of other staff housing near there, but that's the only one left standing.
So they definitely worked for the Mendenhall.
Well, back in the day. That's how we come to live in the house. But I don't know anything else about that.
Were they members of the Light?
The what? Then when his mama got taken in as a patient...
Whoa, wait. His mom was a patient?
I mean, that's what he said. Their mama got taken into care at the Mendenhall, and then let the kids stay at the house. Which worked out well, because she was able to visit them.
Holy shit.
I wonder if... Oh, sorry.
All right, I'm calling it. Interview. Time of death, 11:58 p.m.
No,
not another word. Don't move, you ain't got shoes on. Let me just...
There's a death in the hall.
I'm sorry about the jug.
Don't worry about it, I have plenty more. Thank you kindly.
Wallace, just a few more questions.
Tolan, come on, man. Y'all are a mess. Look, you gotta come over to my place to get all your Stanley stuff anyway. Might as well put this off after you get a full night's sleep.
But it's okay.
We can do the interview tomorrow.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I don't remember that at all.
Fuck, his mom was a patient at the Mendenhall. This is wild.
Guess we never finished the interview.
Yeah, I guess. Sorry, Tolan. I know we were just getting somewhere.
But why does the video go on so long? Scroll forward. Okay, stop. Right there. Play from there.
Cops questioned us for hours.
I still can't believe Jane is dead.
I know.
Yeah, poor thing. Didn't get to know her too well, but it just breaks your heart, don't it?
Then the station started to fill up with pissed off locals.
Who really looked nonplussed that we were being let go.
Ugh, and the cops even got in our faces about Stanley's remains being missing.
His remains are missing?
Creepy, right?
Creepy don't somehow cover it.
Oh, furry mangoes!
What?
Fucking hell, Chuck, it's Harry Lime.
Oh, yeah! We talked about that, didn't we? Late night booze fuel, fireside, backyard chats. One of my top 10 favorite things.
You have an actual list of top 10 favorite things.
Sure as shit I do. Don't you?
No, but now I want one. So, okay, but do you really think that there's any chance Stanley actually could have faked his own death?
I don't know, man.
I mean, did Jacob say something to you that...
Thought we were done with the interviewing tonight, buddy.
We are... But
I tell you what, though. If I faked my own death, The first thing I would do is make sure no one could dig me up to do a DNA test. Especially if I was a fancy-pants writer where the likelihood of a bunch of nosy college kids showing up and poking into my life was high. And make it mighty difficult for those doing the poking.
Oh my god.
What?
What is it?
We got our tires slashed the other day at the quarry. You don't think.
Don't think what?
Wait, hold on. Someone slashed your tires?
Well, popped our tire. I don't know if it qualifies as slashed.
And that recording Avery found.
Oh, now, what recording?
It's nothing, really.
Seriously, Avery, come on.
What the hell? Are you kids all right?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Someone recorded themselves watching us in the woods.
What the hell? Has someone been hassling you? Well, anyone gonna fill me in? Tolan, you look like you're about to explode.
Okay, so what if... Okay, are we possibly being run out of town by Jacob Stanley?
Tolan.
Anything is possible.
Are you that drunk?
No, I'm not. Come on, think about it.
Tolan! Knock that dumb shit off, man. Jesus.
Y'all should have told me about this.
Well, we were gonna get the hell out of this town, but then the whole murder inquest happened.
I don't like this one bit. People around here can be rough and tumble. The locals at the station is one thing, but I didn't know you were singled out before that. Some of these backwoods ruthless and toothless ain't no joke. Y'all need to take this seriously.
Shit.
Was wondering why we had bear spray in the bathroom.
I remember the recording now. The one from the quarry.
Fuck. Jane's dead.
I know we all feel like shit right now, but we need to pack up the car and get the hell out of this place. Someone is fucking with us, and I don't want to be here long enough to figure out who.
Yeah. Okay.
Tolan? You all right?
So we're just gonna run off. What about the Wallace?
We'll just do it over the phone.
What about all the stuff from Stanley's house?
Are you kidding me? Get him to mail it.
But we drive right past Wallace's place on our way out of town.
No, we don't.
Guys, this feels like a bit of an overreaction. One more day here won't kill us.
Hold up. Do you really think we're being stalked by Jacob Stanley? Or was that just drunk talk? Oh my... You do. You think we're being stalked by Jacob Stanley, and you are happy about it.
Tolan.
I'm just curious.
Jacob Stanley's dead.
But it could be someone who's trying to stop us from finding out more about Stanley, and that could really lead us somewhere.
Hell if I'm willing to be your bait in that little venture.
Tolan, this is fucked up, and I'm not willing to put everyone at risk to find out.
It was different when it was us versus the cops. We kind of knew what we were dealing with there, but now we have no fucking idea.
And the whole town was frothing at the mouth yesterday, thinking we had something to do with Jane's death.
And this person screwing with us, whoever it is, could have been the person who murdered Jane. We need to go.
What the fuck?
What is it?
What?
The puzzle box.
Yeah?
It's empty.
Huh?
What?
How the fuck?
Oh my god.
No.
Check your bags. We could have packed it up already.
Yeah.
Shit.
Chuck?
Uh-huh?
You said you saw it in there. You said you saw it.
I saw the box and I assumed it was in there.
You assumed? You assumed?
I don't have it.
No, I don't either.
Shit, nothing. Oh, fuck.
You know what? Let me call Wallace. I bet he probably packed it up by mistake last night, clearing up the mess, okay? 2 seconds.
Avery!
It's okay. Chuck's probably right. Wallace accidentally packed it up.
I'm gonna start taking stuff down to the car.
H4N case is empty.
Shit!
Wait, it's over here. Son of a bitch. Were you recording the entire time?
Wallace has it.
Ugh, thank God.
Oh, damn, that almost made my heart explode.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It was just like I thought. He said he must have accidentally picked it up with the dinner stuff.
Can we go by Wallace's now? Would that be okay with you?
Roland.
That is the most important thing we have found since coming here, and I am not leaving without it! I'll be in the car.
Well, okay then.
It's just weird. One of them is always in the kitchen, or at least downstairs.
I would have liked to have seen them before we left, too.
We left a note.
Ew.
That's not the same thing. Jesus, slow down!
I'm not going that fast. Check, check.
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, both hands back on the wheel.
Why are you even recording this?
We need to have a record of everything. Avery, were you able to
yes,
find the...
Yes, I found the sound files from yesterday. I'm putting things together right now. It would be a lot easier to get this done if you were not driving like a maniac right now.
Just get it done. The sooner it's ready,
the sooner we can send it to Whitaker. I know.
We'll have service when we get back on the interstate.
Thank God.
My phone is at the ready.
No phone for you. You drive.
No comment from you. You edit.
Did she have a memory card from this?
Yes, I just put a new one in.
Good. We wouldn't want to miss a word.
It's a podcast, Chuck!
So, Tolan, the manuscript? You seem to have gotten a good look at it. Is it as fucked up as they say?
To be honest, my memory of the last night is still a bit fuzzy, and I don't think I got a chance to really absorb the text. But from what I do remember, as far as illustrations go, it definitely was not for kids.
So, kind of like the drawings from the folio?
What?
The illustrations in the folio from the FMC? I have pictures on my phone. Here.
Oh, holy crap.
You see it?
What?
Oh, wow.
Right?
What?
Hold on.
Chill.
Guys, you're killing me.
No, it's just... This stuff looks pretty similar to the manuscript. Well, what little I got to see over Tolan's shoulder. These were from the FMC folio?
Yeah, everything we cataloged.
Let me see.
Okay.
No way. Hey!
What the...
Hey, watch it.
No phone, only drive.
Art from the FMC. If you take away the grisly content and just go by the illustrator style, it does look similar to the artwork from Stanley's last published book.
I don't know if I see it.
Oh, I have my copy of the last book. It's in my bag behind the seat.
Okay.
Yeah, in the front pocket.
I don't know, Jack. Look at this one.
What?
You see it?
Interesting.
What? Are they similar? Let me see.
I mean, there's a...
Tree!
What? What? Fuck!
Holy shit!
Fuck!
End of folder labeled 013, Rough Cut, Episode 13, Tell Me a Story, The True Life of Jacob Stanley.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the podcasters and participants. If anyone has information on those missing or the identity of the person or persons who uploaded these files, please use the contact information provided. Anything submitted may be used in future episodes.
Tell Me a Story, The True Life of Jacob Stanley is a biweekly podcast produced by Sylvia Whitaker. Please rate, review, and subscribe. If you have had your own unexplainable experiences in Iphigenia County, Pennsylvania, we want to hear from you. Please submit your story via our website's tip line, www.jacobstanley.com. Stories may be featured in future episodes. Follow us on Instagram at Jacob Stanley Podcast or on Twitter at InappropriateF. Episode 14 will be released Wednesday, October 19th.